Kids.
Let's begin looking back to this week in 1976. And a big hello to Beacon Radio from Wolverhampton with its playlist of 30 singles, 30 albums, 30 oldies and 30 breakers.
I'm the first voice you'll hear on Beacon Radio 303 when we start at 6 a.m. next Monday, April the 12th. And I host the breakfast programme.
Morning, girl.
We run from 6 until 10 and we'll have regular time checks, traffic checks, as well as the Beacon 303 News As It Happens service. There's Morning Report at 7.45, bringing you the latest news and information with Nick Uchekin and Roger De Freitas. And there's Beacon's Music. We'll be playing a selection from the Beacon singles, the Beacon breakers, the best of the Beacon albums, and the Beacon Super Gold. So if it's nice music you want in the morning, it must be Beacon 303, the Sunshine Sound. And don't forget those regular time checks. There'll be plenty of those too.
Happy birthday, Beacon, now one of the four free radio stations. And what was the big story in its first news bulletin 39 years ago?
The debate on the measure to make the wearing of seatbelts compulsory has been adjourned probably until next week in the Commons.
Ah, and what about the weather?
The risk of any rain should be over by 2 o'clock for all parts of the West Midlands. So, if you want to put your washing outdoors, the weatherman says, leave it until the afternoon.
On the air now, the new local radio station for the West Midlands.
Beacon Radio 303.
Remember,
303. The Sunshine Sound.
Congratulations, Beacon, the last in the first tranche of UK commercial stations, and its launch was delayed owing to investment challenges. The colourful pirate station RNI was no stranger to controversy and drama. This week, 44 years ago, its transmitters were jammed under the orders of the British government.
No free Western country has ever jammed a free broadcasting station, even in times of war. Radio North Sea trusts that the legal right we have to broadcast without interference to you will soon be restored. Radio North Sea International intends to remain on the air.
RNI, where the music is new.
Roger Day responding to the jamming of Radio North Sea this week in 1970. Now there's an idea for the next election. The government can jam 5 Live. Of all the launches I've ever heard, this is a poetic favourite, recaptured from this week in 1990.
Oh, great the master, sweet the music, coming over the valley in early spring, over the downs and through the trees, till all around me, moving to melody, floated the magic.
The launch of Isle of Wight Radio this week, 24 years ago. A little more peaceful than this week in 1993, when John Myers reflected on the launch stages of the new CFM.
Traumatic, to say the least, really. We've had to get presenters. We think we've got some great personality presenters. We've got our music right. We've got 40 years of hits. So it doesn't matter what age you are, you can tune in and enjoy the station. We've got great people here, and we've got some fantastic competitions as well.
John Myers and the opening steps for CFM in Carlisle. But pride of place this week has to be the landmark 30th anniversary for Viking.
It's Cool in the Gang and Celebration, and let me tell you, it's a real celebration here this morning. Good morning, this is David Fuster welcoming you to Viking Breakfast. It's my privilege and pleasure to be with you each morning between 7 and 10, and coming up in the next 30 minutes, we'll be looking at the latest travel and traffic news, playing our very first Viking competition, that's Treasure Trail. We'll also be keeping you in the know.
The first moments of Viking Radio this very week in 1984. Happy birthday. Happy birthday also this week to this chap.
I mean, I think Noel Edmonds was probably the most successful breakfast show presenter. Everybody remembers Tony Blackburn, but Noel was just enormous. He was so inventive and original. Of course, he didn't care about music very much, did he? That was one of the big differences. I remember John Peel being terribly upset that Noel didn't even own a record player.
The voice of Johnny Beerling, who's 77 this week. He was controller of BBC Radio 1 for 9 colourful years. Radio 1 had many jingles over the years, but I don't think any were produced by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Work of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, which opened its doors this week in 1958. There was a new voice at breakfast this week 9 years ago on Heart London, or Heart 106.2 as they called it back then.
It's time for another Oscar-winning performance here on Heart Breakfast, and it's an Oscar-winning performance with a difference.
Jamie Thixton, who began his Heart Breakfast show in London this week in 2005. In his tenure, Heart beat Capital in the morning for the very first time. Meanwhile, this week, 28 years ago, the last breakfast foray for this voice.
Kind of cute, eh? Billy Fury, like I've never been gone. That's it, thanks very much. And here's his next.
Mike Reed, ending his stint on Breakfast at Radio 1 this week in 1986. So with Capital getting hold of Border TV and the Century stations this week 14 years ago... The first Help a London Child 38 years ago, and Helen Bowden becoming director of BBC Radio this week last year.
Generally, there's been a sense of warmth and welcome.
Those are this week's radio moments. One more thing to mention, though. There's nothing more to mention. Rather like this week in 1930, when the Good Friday News Bulletin on the BBC announced that nothing of note had really happened. And then played some gramophone music instead. Good night.